Over the weekend, coordinated strikes by the United States and Israel hit several cities in Iran, killing Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. The attacks have drawn mixed reactions around the world. Some Iranians have welcomed the intervention, saying they hope it opens the door for democratic change. Others are mourning the Ayatollah's death and bracing for instability. Members of the international community are now urging all sides to return to negotiations to prevent the conflict from escalating. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Dr. Eyal Mayroz, Senior Lecturer in Peace and Conflict Studies at the University of Sydney, about what this means for the region and the risk of further escalation.
Well, it took time, obviously, to verify that he was indeed killed, along with many other leaders of the Iranian regime. But I thought it was a bit of an understatement in terms of how significant or meaningful his death would be for the purpose or the explicit purpose of a regime change. I think the Iranian regime and especially the Iranian Revolutionary Guards are very powerful organizations, very well organized for such a situation. And so that if indeed the explicit purpose of the whole war, if you like, or attack is to replace the regime in Iran, then I didn't think that would work. Nobody's ever been able to effect a regime change from the air, and neither Israel nor the Americans would ever put boots on the ground. So the idea that, if you like, the Iranian people on the ground would have enough power to do that was not realistic.
So could you please tell us in a nutshell or a little bit more about the events that lead up to this attack?
Well, I mean, this is going back decades. So there's three things. One is Iran has been for a long time running, if you like, a program for enrichment of uranium that can be used for nuclear weapons. It has always insisted that this program is only for civilian purposes, but the level of enrichment, which went up to 60%, is solely for military-grade weapons. There's no civilian use of uranium in that level of enrichment. And so for a long time, Israel mainly was warning that if the world doesn't want to see another nuclear power that is less reliable, if you like, than the existing ones, then something needs to be done, and has been waging a war against Iran for decades. The Americans have also been quite insistent, even though coming in and out of that debate.
So there's been mixed reactions globally and from supporters from Ali Khamenei, Iranian citizens living overseas, etc. And it's been kind of polarizing. Why is this so mixed, you think?
Well, I mean, the regime has been a very oppressive one, very dictatorial. There's millions of people in Iran that have been subjected to the human rights violations against them, but also to crippling decades of sanctions that have made, along with corruption within the regime, have made their lives very difficult. Iran is a very rich nation in terms of oil and other natural resources, but the people have been suffering for a long time, and the earlier attempts at uprising were very brutally suppressed. We saw some expressions of jubilation to the death of the supreme leader. But at the same time, Iran is a nation of over 90 million people. And so you'll find also millions of people who are supportive of the regime who are now mourning the death of the supreme leader.
So the attacks have also reached some Middle Eastern countries like Bahrain, the UAE, etc. Would this make the conflict even more complex?
Look, I think the Iranian regime has learned from the previous round of violence a year ago that they need to decentralize their decision-making and decentralize their operations in a case of an attack. And so what we saw was a very quick reaction, firing of rockets at Israel, but also at American assets around the Gulf states. And personally, I think the idea was that if they fire at the Gulf states, then these states might pressure the Americans to stop the war, stop the bombing. But I thought that, and I think still think that was a mistake.
And my last question, the U.S. President Donald Trump mentioned the conflict could last for 4 weeks. Is this realistic, you think?
Look, I think never listen really too closely to what Trump says because he doesn't have many filters. I don't think it's clear how long it will take because we are talking about reactions and counter-reactions of the main actors being Iran, Israel, the U.S., and even the Gulf states. So nobody would know for sure how long this will take. A lot of analysts are saying days or even weeks, but you know whether it'll be days or weeks, there's so many moving parts and factors in this equation.
That was Dr. A.L. Mayroz from the University of Sydney speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.